We are located in the city of Leesville at 200 Nona Street, and the pastor is Superintendent Maurice Johnson. You are invited to visit us at any time for Bible study, Sunday school, our Sunday church services, and our Sunday evening services of YPWW, and our Sunday night services. We are also at the church on Friday nights for Joy Night with our special guests. Once again, we invite you to come out and help us praise the Lord. God bless you, and we now join a service already in progress.
When there's nothing left to do, you just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all you can, you just stand. Oh, tell me,
how do you handle
the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with such pain? Tell, how can you smile when your heart has been broken and filled with pain? Tell me,
what do you do
when you've done all? Can't make it through. Well, you just stand. When there's nothing left to do, you just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. Tell me, if you've done all you know to do, you just stand and endure. Tangled in bondage, you just stand and endure. God has a purpose. Yes, God has a plan. Tell me,
what do you do
when you've done all you can and it seems like you just can't make it through? Well, you just stand. Don't you dare give up. Through those storms and through the rain, through the hurt, oh, and through the pain, don't you bow. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on. You can't give up now. you can bend. Even though the troubles may come, you gotta hang on in, you gotta hang on in, you gotta hold on and be strong. You got to keep the faith. You gotta stay in the race. Stand. Stand. You gotta stand. Oh, you gotta stand. You gotta stand. You have any witnesses? You gotta stand. Anybody out there's gonna stand? You gotta stand. You gotta stand. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on to your faith. You gotta keep on. You gotta keep on running the race. Don't give up now, because the best is yet to come. Don't give up now, because the best is yet to come. After you've done all you can. After you've done all you can. After you've gone through the storm. Yeah, after you've gone through your pain. You make it plain and quiet. Plain and quiet. Plain and quiet. Plain and quiet. Oh, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Oh, you just stand.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I ask that you would turn with me to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and we'll read verses 6 through 8. 2 Timothy, amen. Chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, a very familiar scripture. We read 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Read, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. You may be seated, amen. If you note the latter part of that 8th verse, amen, it included all of us. Yeah. I like that, amen. It didn't leave nobody out. You don't have to be jealous of me because I'm a pastor. You don't have to be jealous of these preachers, amen, because they're sitting in the pulpit. You don't have to be jealous of this front row here, amen, of these missionaries and evangelists. Amen. Everybody's included, amen. Praise the Lord. It's a amen. But unto all them also that love his appearing. Now, amen, you're here at church, but if you don't love his appearing, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, if you're not doing anything for him, then you're not included. You have been excluded. But let me drop this on you, amen. You excluded yourself. Jesus Christ opened the door. So if you are excluded, you're only excluded because you want to be excluded. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let me speak to you just for a few moments, amen, from this text. I never could have made it without you. I never could have made it without you. And I'm not talking about Mother Judy this time. Amen. Although she played a very important role, amen, in me making it. You don't live with somebody for over 51 years and they have an effect on your life. Amen. Amen. St. Paul called in some circles, amen, the 13th apostle. Was a very interesting person. I need your prayers this morning. I'm going to try to preach. Amen. Paul was known as Saul of Tarsus, this being his Jewish name, and Paul being his Gentile name. Tarsus was the capital of Cilicia, a place of commerce and a seat of literature. The tutors of both Augustus and Tiberius were men of Tarsus. Although Paul was born in a Gentile city, he is an Hebrew of the Hebrews. Paul's father was of the tribe of Benjamin, one of the smallest tribes, a man of the 12 tribes, and the sect of the Pharisees. At Tarsus, he learned the trade of tent making, amen, a menial task that probably did not make a lot of money doing that, amen, like contractors today. Building homes is big business, amen, even though many of them, amen, people are defaulting on. I talked to my baby sister a few days ago, and I said, I was watching television, and I saw, amen, people riding on a bus through neighborhoods. I said, and it looked like your neighborhood. She said, you're right. Every other house in that subdivision is up for sale. Amen. Many of them are in foreclosure already because the people cannot pay for the homes. Amen. A very sad situation. At Tarsus, he learned the trade of tent making. Paul was brought up at the feet of Gamaliel, one of the eminent of the doctors of the law, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers. Before Paul was saved, we find him at the stoning of Deacon Stephens and holding the clothes of those who stoned him. Even after Christians have been scattered from Jerusalem and Judea, Paul travels 150 miles to harass them. But while he was on his way to Damascus, suddenly a light shined down from heaven. Amen. Somebody said that it was brighter than the noonday sun. And Paul, amen, falling from his beast, looked up and said, who art thou, Lord? And I like the response. Amen. Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, let him know right away who it was. He said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. Amen. It's not the saints. It's not the apostles. Amen. It's not the establishment in Jerusalem. It's me that you're persecuting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I gave my life for you. Amen. And you have the nerve, amen, praise the Lord, to mistreat my people. And my Bible lets me know, amen, what you've done to one, you've done unto all. And what you do, amen, to the saints, you do it to Jesus Christ. Lord, help me preach today. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he asked him, amen, praise the Lord. He said to him, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Amen. Now, most of y'all don't know nothing about horses. But they used to put, amen, praise the Lord, a sharp point. They'd take a gourd, amen, and sharpen the point so that when the horse kicked, amen, he would kick that gourd, and sooner or later he'd find out it wasn't a good thing to kick. Amen. Because, amen, it would hurt his leg. Jesus sent him on to Damascus to meet a certain disciple, a man named Ananias. And then he went on ahead of him, amen, and programmed Ananias and told him, amen, a man by the name of Saul is on his way here, and I want you to talk to him. Amen. Ananias got a little disturbed by this because he had heard, amen. See, when you're famous, people gonna know you. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you do good, people will know you. And when you do bad, people will know you. This man was doing bad. So Ananias knew that a bad man was coming to his house. Amen. But I like the way Ananias addressed Saul when he saw him. He said, Brother Saul, amen. And he laid hands on him, and Saul received his sight. Scales from him fell from his eyes, amen. And he immediately received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Amen. In other words, God was sending him through the conditioning process. Now, those of you that's been with me any length of time, you know that I teach that. That if you're going to do a work for the Lord, amen, you must go through the conditioning process.
Don't jump up and grab something and start trying to run with it until you've gone through the procedure, amen, of getting to the level that God needs you to be for you to be service to him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You just got saved yesterday. You got a big Bible under your arm out here trying to talk about you an apostle, you a preacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Got some long title, and you don't even know Jesus wept.
Lord, help me. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Saul's name was changed to Paul, and he began his ministry. While at Damascus, the Jews took counsel to kill him. Amen. As I go through this message today, you will see why Paul, amen, could easily make this statement, amen, that I never could have made it, amen, without you. Amen. And some of you will fall in the same category, amen, because you're going to have a chance to take a look at your life and see where God has brought you from and where God has brought you out of, amen, and the way that God has made for you when it looked like there was no way out, amen. Praise the Lord. And you too will be able to say, I never could have made it. My God. Paul, amen, took another brother by the name of Barnabas with him, amen. And they began to work together. And Paul and Barnabas went to the city of Antioch, and they preached Christ and him crucified. Amen. And the saints were called Christians first at Antioch. And it was Paul's practice to preach to the Jews first, and then he would preach to the Gentiles. So in this city, amen, one Sabbath day he preached to the Jews. And the Gentiles said, amen, now come next Sabbath, we want you to preach to us. And so Paul said, okay, I'll do that. And the next Sabbath day, he preached to the Gentiles. And almost the whole city, Brother Jerry, showed up. Amen. And they had a wonderful time. Well, that stirred up some of the Jews. Now, you got to understand, amen, anytime something good is going on, somebody's going to get upset. Everybody's not going to be satisfied. You're going to have some dissatisfaction in the camp. So now, instead of them upholding Paul, and now instead of supporting him, they're looking for a way to bring him down. You got to understand, brothers, amen, as you go up, you better know that there's somebody down here chopping away trying to bring you down. They cannot stand to see you go up. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. But don't you stop climbing. You keep trusting in God. You have faith enough to believe, amen, that this person that's down here chopping, amen, God sees him, and in time God will stop him from chopping. Amen. And you will continue to climb the ladder of success. You will continue to go as high as God wants you to go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, when the Jews saw what was going on, they stirred up many of the honorable women and the chief men of the city, and they ran Brother Paul and Barnabas out of town. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Paul and Barnabas did exactly what Jesus had said when he taught the disciples. They shook the dust from their feet, and they went on to a city by the name of Iconium. And while they were there, some of them same Jews that had ran them out of Antioch came over to Iconium, amen, and they stirred the folks up there. And they got in trouble again. Amen, praise the Lord. Paul, amen, went in and they saw a man, praise the Lord, whose feet, where he was crippled in his feet from his mother's womb. And Paul looked at him and told him to stand on his feet, and the man had faith, and he leaped and began to walk. When the people saw that, amen, the people said, amen, the gods have come down, amen, in the likeness of men, amen. And so they called Barnabas Jupiter and called Paul Mercury. My God. Well, then they was ready to make sacrifices to these brothers. And when Paul and Barnabas heard of it, they rent their clothes. They were disturbed by this because, amen, they did not want men to look on them as no god. because they knew that whatever they did, it was only by the grace of God. Lord, help me preach. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't you ever get the big head just because, amen, people start trying to heap a little glory and praise on you. Always let people know, amen, that whatever you've accomplished, whatever you've done, it is only by the grace. I know I'm preaching this morning. It's only by the grace of God. You have no power than what God has given to you. You can't heal nobody. You can't make nobody live holy. Thank you, Jesus. So whatever your accomplishments are, it is only by the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the Jews saw this. They got the people stirred up. Amen. And Paul and Barnabas had to leave town again. My God. Praise the Lord. And so Paul then teamed up with a young man by the name of Silas. And we find them in the city of Philippi. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they began, amen, to preach and teach, amen, about Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ, amen, was the central theme. And preachers, you need to know, amen, even today, the central theme of your message should be Jesus Christ. You've got to preach Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's all right to get Daniel out of the lion's den. Thank you, Jesus. It's all right to get the children of Israel across the Red Sea. But you still need to let them know, amen, that wherever we are today, it is only by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. While they were there, amen, they met a woman by the name of Lydia, seller of purple. Amen. And she invited them into her home, and she was baptized, amen, her and her entire household. And one morning, while they was going to prayer, there was a young woman, amen, who was affixed with divination, amen, or possessed with a demon. They met them. And she began, amen, to tease the preachers. Amen, praise the Lord. She was also a fortune teller, and she made money, amen, for her masters. And she did this, amen, day in and day out. And after a while, amen, Paul got tired of what the girl was doing, amen, and he turned and said to the demon, in the name of Jesus, come out of her. I want you to get this. Amen. Praise the Lord. The power that was invested in Brother Paul, amen. Praise the Lord. He used it to cast the demon out of this young girl. And the Bible said immediately the demon came out. Amen. And of course, when the demon came out, she no longer, amen. Praise the Lord, could tell the fortunes. And so those men that she was working for got angry with Paul. And so now they got to have some trumped up charges, amen, to have him either run out of the city or put in jail. Well, Paul and Silas find themselves in the Philippine jail. I wish I had a praying church. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I know, amen, praise the Lord, while they were there, they could not forget about the man that they had been preaching about. They thought about Jesus. Amen. And sometimes, amen, preachers, amen, paint a beautiful picture when they start talking about Paul and Silas in jail. They decided to have church. Amen. Praise the Lord. So one prayed while the other one sung. I don't know how they did it, but I know, amen, there was some praying going on. Amen. I'm sure there was some singing going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. And whatever they were doing, heaven got the news. You can't pray too long. You can't sing too long without heaven getting the news. And when heaven gets the news, heaven will respond. Can I get a witness today? Yes. And heaven will respond in a positive way. Praise God. And so this time, heaven responded in a positive way. The jail began to reel and rock. Hallelujah. And the doors of the jail came open. The jailer was getting ready to take his life because he was afraid that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul let him know, stay your hand. Don't do anything to yourself because we're all here. We're just having a little church. It's good sometimes to just stop, take some time out, and have some church.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
If you had followed me in the message today, you will see that Paul seemed to stay in trouble. It led him almost like Jesus from one judgment hall to another. Fine, Brother Paul, on his way to Rome, he's on a ship and a big storm come, called Euroclydon. Ship was about to fall apart. Paul went down in the hull of the ship, began to talk to God. God told him, Paul, just stay on the ship. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. And not only will you be all right, just tell everybody that's on the ship, if they stay with the ship, I'll make sure they get to land all right. Hallelujah. We need, amen, to hear a word from the Lord. We need to stay in the ship. We need to keep on striving. We need to keep on calling on Jesus. We need to keep on praying. We need to keep on fasting. We need to keep on looking to the hills from whence cometh our help. My help come from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The boat finally broke apart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Came apart. We find Paul on the island of Miletus. Amen. Praise God. While he was there, if breaking the ship was not bad enough, while he was picking up sticks, hallelujah, praise the Lord, a snake locked on his hand, he shook him off in the fire, didn't even swell up, didn't fall out, didn't start foaming at the mouth. Hallelujah. The people on the island looked at him. They want to make him another god. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody make you a god. You're just a human being. You're just a child of God. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Let me close this thing. Hallelujah. Paul was finally made his way, stood before Felix, hallelujah. Bernice stood before Agrippa, still trying to make it to the Rome to stand before Caesar. All of these trials, all of these tribulations, hallelujah. Paul began to look at his life when he stood up to testify. He told them about his conversion. He told them how he'd been shipwrecked. He told them how he'd been whipped. He told them how he'd been run out of town. He told them how he'd been put in jail. Hallelujah. But I have a feeling that somewhere along the way, Brother Paul said to himself, I never could have made it. Glory! I couldn't make it without you. The Lord was with me every step of the way. Hallelujah. In my conclusion, when we look at the text scripture, Paul is talking to a son in the ministry. He's
as the president of JDI Records, I want to personally thank you for your support, and I pray that you've been tremendously blessed by this album. And as we close out with a little taste of I'm Determined, from the new JDI release by Dr. Margaret Duro, remember, step out on faith and just do it.
In their first national recording, Dr. Margaret Pleasant Duro and the Heritage Mass Choir. Come on, show us the Lord! Let's have your hands to praise him.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown.